I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Star-Crossed Lovers, a Shakespearean music drama by Don Freund, takes place Thursday, November 29th at 8 o'clock, and that'll be in our hall on the IU campus. And then in Indianapolis, the IU Opera Theater's Bazille Center, that's Saturday afternoon, December 1st at 3. We're talking with Matt Cooksey, who's the stage director. Matt got an undergraduate degree at Indiana University in the Jacobs School, went on to further study both in music and in opera direction. He's directed things for the Indianapolis Opera that were sent out to the schools. A bit of a veteran with productions that have used a small number of elements. You'll be directing it here at our hall, which is a bare stage. Is that pretty much the story at the Bazille Center in Indianapolis as well?
We're actually able to do a pretty consistent blocking pattern that will work in Bloomington and Indianapolis. The nice thing about our performance up here is that we have also added a lot of intricate stage lighting that I've been designing. So if you come to Indianapolis, you get slightly extra bells and whistles, but for the most part, when you're directing a Shakespearean play, or in this case an opera, the emphasis is on the character's psychology, and my job as the director involves making sure that our singers are telling really clear stories and that they are portraying that inner life of those characters so that the audience realizes how high these stakes truly are.
Don Freund talks about the glories of Shakespeare's poetry and the vitality of his dramatic construction. Have you found that the vitality of the dramatic construction can work pretty well without very much in terms of stage business and props?
Yes, it can. What it comes down to is really making sure that more than anything, it's not the location that's driving the conflict or drama, like you would have in something like Streetcar Named Desire. In this case, you really want to make sure that it's these interpersonal relationships that are causing a lot of the friction. The example for me is the tension between Juliet and her parents. Juliet is blossoming into adulthood, even though she is still kind of a teenager, wanting to be independent, while at the same time her parents have very specific plans for how she's going to live her life. You don't need a ton of scenery to tell that story, and it's really just three characters on stage giving their point of view, and that's where we get that moment of drama.
You've talked about wanting to be sure that people can, in fact, understand the lyrics, and Don goes out of his way to say that the lyrics are actually from Shakespeare's texts, that he's abridged the story, cut down some characters, come down from five acts to three, but he really is concerned that the language be readily intelligible, dramatically compelling.
Yes, that is correct. And I think we've done a really great job coaching all of our singers, trying to emphasize the clarity of Don's text setting. The singers have to be excellent interpreters in helping the audience understand through Elizabethan language what is happening, how do I feel, what's the problem.
A chance for a bit of a fresh take on Romeo and Juliet. Matt Cooksey, the stage director for Don Freund's Star-Crossed Lovers, based on Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. It'll be at the Our Hall on Thursday, November 29th at 8, and in Indianapolis, part of the season of the Indianapolis Opera Theater in the Bazille Center, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, December 1st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.